我们每一个人在生活当中都曾经会有这个心中的秘密。
Everyone in our daily life, at one point or another, have secrets.
意思就是说不可以随便告诉人。
And that is to say, there are things in which we do not want to let others know.
那可能会有可能有几个原因为什么不可以告诉人。
And there are perhaps several reasons as to why we keep these secrets.
第一个可能别人不会相信。
First, maybe they will not believe you when you tell them.
第二个可能别人他不明白。
Second is perhaps they will not be able to understand.
我们的秘密有时候会影响到我们的生活，甚至我们的一生。
Our secret sometimes can affect our life, even our whole life.
有些秘密我们真的很珍惜它。
And some of the secrets we treasure more than others.
有一些秘密我们是很想说，我如果能够不知道，那是最好的。
But there are also secrets in which you say to ourselves, if I had not known about this secret, it would have been better for my life.
因为有些秘密会成为我们生活当中的困扰跟重担。
Because sometimes some of these secrets can become our difficulties and our burdens in our life.
新约圣经里头有一位老人他心中也有一个秘密。
In the New Testament, that there is also an elderly man which he also has a secret.
这个秘密是从神来的。
And this secret came from God.
这个秘密让他的人生是带来很大的造就跟充满着盼望。
And this secret brought upon his life very beneficial and also a great hope.
在开始他的故事之前，我想要先来分享以赛亚书里头的两节圣经。
Before we study into his story, let us look into a passage in the book of Isaiah.
请看以赛亚书四十六章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 46.
旧约圣经八百五十八页，以赛亚书四十六章。
Isaiah chapter 46.
四十六章第三节。
Verse 3.
雅各家、以色列家，一切遗剩的要听我言，你们自从生下就蒙我宝宝，自从出胎就蒙我怀揣。
Listen to me, O house of Jacob, and all the remnants of the house of Israel, who have been upheld by me from birth, who have been carried from the womb.
第四节，直到你年老，我仍这样；直到你们寡白，我仍怀揣。我已造作，也必宝宝。我必怀抱，也必拯救。
Verse 4, even to your old age I am he, and even to gray hairs I will carry you. I have made, I will bear, even I will carry and will deliver you.
这是神给即将要灭国的这个犹大人的一个应许跟保证。
This is a promise in which God had made to the house of Judah.
在这里神的意思就是说，自从他们出生一直到他们年老，神都是在带领着他们，在看顾着他们，在爱着他们。
What God is trying to tell them that ever since they were from birth, that God has been guiding them, have been giving them, providing for them.
在今天的社会结构里头，我想第四节是更让我们很多人非常感动的。
And in verse 4, I believe in our society, this verse 4 carries it with good promise for us.
这里第四节说，直到你们年老我还是这样子。
And he said, even to your old age, I am still the same.
我们不能够否认的，在今天的社会结构里头，有一些人常常是被忽略的。
And we cannot deny that in our society today, some people are neglected.
有时候真的是没有办法避免，整个现实的情形就是这样子。
And so many times the realities in which we face that we cannot be changed.
这些被忽略的人当中，包括了年纪大的人。
And those who are neglected many times, a good number of them are those of old age.
有时候并不是说年轻人他故意来忽略了年长者。
It is not to say that the young purposely neglect the old people of older age.
因为整个社会结构有时候真的是很无可奈何的，这老年人 是被忽略了。
But unfortunately, in our society today, many times, just naturally, that all the elderly are more often neglected.
啊，有时候在这个疗养院里头碰到老人家，啊，大家比较熟了，啊，来问起他的家庭。
And perhaps in the nursing home, you see an elderly man, and then you talk about his family background.
啊，他说，儿子在纽约，女儿在国外。
He said, my son is in New York and my daughter is in a foreign country.
啊，你说这些做儿女的怎么能够说他不会忽略了家里头的年长者？
And so in this situation, can you say that his children have neglected his parents, his elderly parents?
哦，当然是忽略了。
Of course they have been neglected.
啊，但是为什么他要住到纽约？因为他的工作就在纽约。
But why did they move so far away? Because the son's job is in New York, so he has to go there to work.
啊，那为什么女儿到国外去？啊，因为那是她的理想。
Or why did the daughter go to a foreign country? Because she needs to fulfill her dreams.
啊，因为如果她要保住那个工作，她就必须被派到国外去。
Because if she wants to hold on to her job, she perhaps need to migrate to another country.
啊，所以很多的老人也是这样子的，很忧愁的，很无奈的。
And so for the elderly who are left behind, they are disappointed at some point, but they can't help it.
啊，我如果是老人的话，这个第四节啊，会给我很大的安慰，很大的感动。
And so if I was a senior, verse 4 would have been a good comfort, a great comfort in my life.
就是这位神，纵然我们在年老了，他仍旧的来爱我们，来啊怀抱我们。
It is at our old age that even this one true God in heaven is able to continue to be the same and to look after us.
啊，这位神真的是这么的好。
And this God is so wonderful.
啊，我们也常常说我们要效法主耶稣基督。
Many times we say that we must imitate Christ.
啊，我想这也是一个我们不能够忽略的一点。
And this is also a point in which we cannot neglect.
啊，天上的神都这么看重这些年长者，我们也要尝试着更努力的来看重我们周遭的这些年长者。
And so if our Heavenly Father look heavily upon those of old age, how much more, brothers and sisters, that we should also look after the elderly and those who are senior.
那当然我们年长者也要努力的来做一个被人家怀念喜爱的年长者。
And of course, as seniors, we also need to do upon our part and responsibility to be loved and cared for by others.
那我们就来谈到西缅这个老年人他的故事。
And so now let us look into the story of this elderly man by the name of Simon.
这个人是在主耶稣降生的那个时代的人。
This man was born at the time of when Jesus was born.
我们请看路加福音第二章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 2.
路加福音第二章二十一节。
Luke chapter 2 verse 21.
这是当时犹太社会的一个简单的一个背景之他们的宗教背景之一。
And this is at the time one of the background of the Jewish tradition.
二十一节满了八天就给孩子行割礼，以他起名叫耶稣，这就是没有成胎以前天使所起的名。
Verse 21, and when 8 days were completed for the circumcision of the child, his name was called Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb.
这里提到婴孩主耶稣。
Here talk about the child Jesus Christ.
他照着犹太人的宗教传统，他出生八天就行割礼。
And according to Jewish tradition, after 8 days that he was circumcised.
那这是当时的一个简单的一个宗教背景。
And this is one of the simple religious background.
那这个孩子，男孩子出生八天行割礼是要带到这个圣殿去。
And so this child, when he was to be circumcised after eight days being born, that he was to be brought to the temple.
因为主耶稣是约瑟这个家庭头生的男孩，所以也要有一个特别的献祭。
And so because Jesus was also the firstborn in the house of Joseph, that he needs to also make this special offering.
所以呢，他们 约瑟这个家庭，他们就来到了圣殿。
And so the whole family of Joseph came to the temple.
那西缅的故事就发生在这个圣殿里头。
And so the story of Simon begins when Jesus came to visit in the temple.
那西缅这位老人家，他是一个怎样的人呢
？And what kind of a man is Simon?
请看二十五节。
Let's look into verse 25.
在耶路撒冷有一个人名叫西缅。这人又公义又虔诚，素常盼望以色列的安慰者来到，又有圣灵在他身上。
And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simon, and this man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel and for the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit was upon him.
二十六节，他得了圣灵的启示，知道自己未死以前必看见主所立的基督。
And it has been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ.
二十七节，他受了圣灵的感动，进入圣殿，正遇见耶稣的父母，抱着孩子进来，要照律法的规矩办理。
27. So he came by the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law,
圣殿是在耶路撒冷。
The temple was in the city of Jerusalem.
圣殿是当时是历代以来犹太人很重要的很重要的一个生活的中心。
The temple for the Jewish people, for many, many generations is the center point of their life.
或许西缅这一个人他就是刻意的来住在耶路撒冷。
Perhaps this man, Simeon, have specifically dwell in the temple in Jerusalem for this purpose.
因为这样能够方便于他到圣殿去敬拜神
，so that it is close to the temple that he can worship God frequently.
他这么的用心，所以他当然是一个又公义又虔诚的人。
And so with such a devotion, we can see that he was a just and a devout man.
在圣经里头，虔诚是一个很好、很重要的一个字眼。
In the Bible, this characteristics of being devout is seen as very great character.
所以西缅他是一个虔诚人。
And so here, Bible describes Simeon as being very devout.
在新约圣经里头，也有一些人被称为是虔诚人。
In the other books, it also records some characters in which it also describes as being devout.
我们把它对照一下，我们就知道什么人叫做虔诚人。
And so if you do this comparison, you can see there are certain type of people who are claimed as being devout.
使徒行传第二章记载五旬节圣灵。第一次的降临。
In Acts chapter 2, in the day of Pentecost, it also describes how the descension of the Holy Spirit.
当大约120个人领受圣灵的时候，在当时造成了一些的轰动。
And at the time when 120 people received the Holy Spirit, it moved the city greatly.
就有很多从外地回到耶路撒冷的犹太人，他们围过来看。
And there are some Jewish people who have returned from foreign lands back to the land of Jerusalem to visit their home country, and they came to see.
这些看热闹的人当中，有一些人被称为是虔诚人。
And the Bible says a portion of this multitude of Jewish people were claimed as being devout.
这些人回到耶路撒冷的目的是为了守节敬拜神。
And these people returned to the city of Jerusalem to observe the festivities or the days of the God of their country.
所以努力的要来敬拜神的，这就是虔诚人。
And so they with a heart, sincere heart to come to worship God, these are claimed as people being devout.
在使徒行传第八章第二节也说到有一些虔诚人，他们领了被打死的尸体碗的尸体。然后来为他埋葬。
In Acts chapter 8 verse 2 it also records that there was a devout group of men who after Stephen was stoned to death they went and took his body for burial.
这些也被称为虔诚人，因为他们勇敢的来表白自己的信仰。
And these people were claimed as devout because they were not afraid to let others know of their religion, of their belief.
他们是跟这位受逼迫的尸体缓是同一群的人。
That they have part with this man who was stoned.
在使徒行传第十章提到哥尼流是一个虔诚的人。
In Acts chapter 10, it also records that Cornelius was a devout man.
这个哥尼流呢，他在生活当中常常 来帮助周遭的人。
And that this Colinius, in his daily life, help people around him.
他也总是带领着全家人、周遭的人一起来祷告敬拜神。
He also led his whole family to come before the Lord to worship.
一个在生活当中敬畏神、充满着爱心的人，这就是虔诚人。
One who comes before the Lord to worship and love God and men is one as being devout.
所以虽然路加福音只提到西缅是一个虔诚人，那我们就可以从这些参考里头来知道说他是一个怎样的人。
And so even though in Luke chapter 2 it simply described this man as being devout, Simeon as being devout, we can see the characteristics of being devout from the other examples.
在路加福音特别记载的是说西缅这一个人他充满着救世主来到的盼望。
And in chapter 2 of Luke, it says this man, Simeon, had great hopes about the coming of the Lord.
这表示着他关心这个社会，他关心这个国家。
And that is to say that he cares for his country, cares for his people.
因为对当时的犹太人来讲，凡是爱自己的同胞、爱自己的国家的，他们都很热情的在盼望着基督的来到。
Because at that time, those who really care for the country and for the people, they really are waiting for the consolation of Israel, waiting to see, the Lord.
那相信西缅这个人对这件事情的认识啊，是比其他的人还要深入。
And I believe that this man, Simeon, had more, in-depth knowledge about the coming of the Messiah.
所以他非常谨慎的来预备自己，所以他过着一个虔诚的生活。
And so he, with a reverent heart, prepared himself to meet the coming Messiah, and so he was just and devout.
那他也得到神的灵特别的感动。
And he was also moved by the Holy Spirit.
这就成为他生活当中的一个秘密。
And so this has become a secret in his life.
因为他等候神，他相信神。
Because he waited for the Lord, he hoped in the Lord.
他可能没有对太多的人讲到他的这一个启示。
And so he probably did not share this secret to too many people around him.
因为有人可能不相信，有人可能不明白。
Because some other people may not believe in him, or some people may not understand him.
所以他放在自己的心里，这成为他心中的一个秘密。
And so he kept it in his heart, and his heart became his secret.
那这个秘密不是成为他生活当中的重担，这个秘密成为他生活当中的盼望跟力量。
And this secret is not a burden in his life, but this secret became a strength, became a hope in his life.
他每一天一定都生活得非常的活泼，非常的有力量。
And so he lived every day with great liveliness and with great strength.
无论发生什么事情在他身上，他知道他会亲眼见到救世主。
No matter what he encounter in his daily life, he knows for sure that he will see the Lord's Messiah before he dies.
所以在他的生活里头没有所谓的不如意或者灰心的事情。
And so in his life there is no despair or with hopelessness.
在他的生活里头没有所谓的人生没有目标没有意义。
In his life, there is no such thing as without a purpose or without a goal.
真的，他见到了救世主。
And so indeed, he has seen the Lord's Christ.
约瑟的家庭来到圣殿，西缅也被圣灵感动，来到圣殿。
And so the household of Joseph came to the temple, and Simeon was moved by the Holy Spirit. He also came to the temple.
那种在灵里头被圣灵感动，是那么的美好。那么的美妙。
And so how miraculous, how wonderful was it for Simeon at the time when he was moved by the Holy Spirit.
请我们继续看路加福音第二章二十八节。
Let's continue to read in Luke chapter 2 verse 28.
西缅就用手接过他来称颂神。
He took him up in his arms and blessed God and said,
二十九节，主啊，如今可以照你的话释放仆人安然去世。
29, Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word.
30节, 因为我的眼睛已经看见你的救恩。
For my eyes have seen your salvation.
31,
which you have prepared before the face of all people,
是照亮外邦人的光, 又是你名以色列的荣耀,
a light to bring revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel.
啊, 西缅知道今天他不是偶然的到圣殿去。
Here Simeon knows that today it was not by accident that he came to the temple of God.
啊, 他知道今天他去圣殿, 会有一件很奇妙的事情要发生。
He knows that today when I go into the holy temple of God, there is something miraculous that will happen.
啊, 真的, 他就遇见了耶稣, 玛利亚, 带着主耶稣,
and so behold, he see before him coming to the temple, Joseph, Mary, and their child Jesus.
啊, 他将主耶稣抱在他的怀里。
And so he held Jesus in his arms.
哦, 那种感动是怎样的感动呢?
What kind of movement or is this?
我想他心里也想着将来我是这样子的被抱在主耶稣的怀里。
I believe in his mind he's probably thinking that in the future that he will also be held up in arms by Lord God himself in heaven.
心理学家告诉我们这婴孩啊 抱在父母亲的怀里啊 是他们最大的满足最大的安全感。
Child psychiatrists always say that a child, if a young child being held in the bosom, in the arms of their parents, is the greatest comfort in their life at the time.
啊, 真的是这样子, 常常那些哭闹的婴孩抱在父母亲的怀里, 他就安静了。
So sometimes we see a crying baby or crying child, when it is held in their parents' arms, they will stop crying.
啊, 所以我们可以想象西缅的那种满足, 我即将要在救主的怀里。
And so in this image we see that Simeon is thinking in the future how satisfied, how content he will be when he will also be held in the arms of God.
哦, 那将是最大的满足, 那将是最大的幸福。
And that is the greatest blessing, the greatest satisfaction of his life.
哦, 所以现在的遭遇就算不得什么了。
And so whatever he encountered in this daily life is not comparable.
哦, 所以 西缅他就做出了这样的祷告。
And so Simeon made an offer this prayer.
啊, 在他的祷告里头包含了几件事情。
And in this prayer we see that encompass a few things.
啊, 29节告诉我们, 他的祷告充满着满足。
In verse 29, you can read from his prayer that he is filled with contentment.
哦, 有时候要描写一件很伟大的事情, 必须用很极端的字眼来做描写。
And sometimes we want to describe something, we must go to extreme to describe certain things.
啊, 是, 常常是一个很极端的字眼。
Sometimes 极端。
很 extreme, 哦。
And sometimes it is quite extreme.
啊, 是, 就是一个很极端的字眼。
Using death is also an extreme point of view.
啊, 但是在这个时候, 对西缅来讲, 西缅来讲, 死, 不是一个极端的字眼, 不是一个不好的字眼。
But here for Simeon at this time, death is not something negative or something extreme.
哦, 只有用这个这么极端的字眼, 才能够来描述他当时他内心里头的那一种满足。
And so he uses this analogy of death to express the, at the moment how content or how satisfied he is of his life.
哦, 他说, 主啊, 现在你可以安然的释放, 啊, 释放仆人安然的气势。
He said, Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace.
啊, 生命是很重要的,很宝贵的。
Life is very precious and very valuable to all of us.
啊, 但是现在, 西缅觉得在, 能够在神的, 看到救世主, 在神的怀里, 这才是更伟大的, 更重要的。
But now Simeon has seen the Savior, the Lord, and so he said this is greater than anything, even to death.
啊, 真的信仰带给我们最重要最大的满足。
And so it's true that our faith has given us our greatest satisfaction and our greatest hope.
今天我们要从道理里头来得到满足。
And so today we are to take from the Word of God, the truth.
啊, 我们要从圣灵里头来得到满足。
And we need to be satisfied through God's Holy Spirit.
我们要从神的同在里头来得到满足。
And to be content through the abidance of God.
啊, 我们要从神的应许里头来得到满足。
And from His promise to also receive his contentment.
我们要从得救有把握来得到满足。
And to be having this assurance of our salvation, from this we also have this our hope.
是的，在生活当中有很多我们要去关啊，要去挂虑的事情。
Of course, there are many things we need to tend for or look after in our daily life.
啊，但是只有一件最重要、最需要挂虑的，就是我们跟神的关系如何。
But one thing that we cannot neglect and is of the most importance is our relationship with God.
在30节说，我的眼睛已经看到你的救恩。
Verse 30, he says, "For my eyes have seen your salvation."
啊，这个祷告的意思就是他对神的救恩是肯定的。
The meaning of this prayer is that he is sure of God's salvation.
今天我们信主，我们要对主耶稣给我们救恩的应许要是肯定的。
Today we believe in Lord Jesus Christ, and when you believe in him, you must have this assurance of the salvation in which you have received.
所以西缅给我们留下很好的榜样。
So Simeon has set for us a good example to follow.
他对得救是充满着啊，充满着肯定。
He has this confirmation of the salvation he you have received.
31节啊，他提到说，这就是神在万民面前所预备的。
And verse 31, which you have prepared before the face of all people.
他对神这个祷告里头表现出他对神有很深的认识。
And from verse 31, it tells us that Simeon had this good understanding of God.
还有什么比这个得救要来的重要？
What other things in this world is more important than the salvation?
还有什么权柄比这个得救这个权柄还来得大？
What authority is able to compare with the authority that is given through the salvation?
西缅这个人对神的权柄是这样的来遵从。
And so Simeon is able to submit himself to this salvation, to this authority.
只有这位独一的真神，他能够为我们人类来准备救恩。
Only this one true God in heaven is able to prepare this way of salvation for mankind.
那三十二节的祷告里头提到西缅这一个人，他有很宽广的心胸。
And then verse 32, it tells us that this man Simeon has a very broad heart.
在这个历史的经历里头，其实主耶稣时代的犹太人，他们的心胸其实是很狭隘的。
The Jewish people during the time of Jesus, their heart is actually very narrow. They're very narrow-minded.
因为长期以来他们受到外族人的欺压。
Because in the past history, they have been oppressed by foreigners, by Gentiles.
在这样的不好的经验里头，让他们的心胸其实是狭隘的。
And through their past experiences, it made them even more narrow-minded to their own people.
所以圣经里头又提到说，这犹太人啊，他不跟所谓的外邦人有来往的。
And so in the Bible it says the Jewish people have no, do not draw themselves close to the Gentiles.
就是那一种非正式的充满着友爱的那一种交往。
There is a separation. They are not able to show a certain relationship or love toward the Gentiles.
比如说生意人做生意，只是做生意，不会说我们这个空闲的时候我们一起去打高尔夫球，没有这回事。
For instance, it's to say that when they are doing business with other people, not of their own, they would say, let's keep it a business relationship. They would not say that in our personal time, let us be friends, let us go for a round of golf and develop a friendship.
但是西缅的祷告里头三十二节，他说到这个救主是照亮外邦人的光。
But here Simeon in his prayer in verse 32, he says that the Savior will bring light to the world, to the Gentiles.
说这个救主是以色列的荣耀。
And that this Savior is the glory of his people, Israel.
难怪这个是他心中的秘密。
And so this was the secret of his heart.
他如果对人讲说这个救主，对犹太人讲说这个救主是外邦人的光，很多人是不会赞成他的 他的讲话。
Now, if he says to his people, the Jewish people, and say that this Savior will be a light and bring revelation to the Gentiles, a lot of his own people would probably reject him or not be able to understand.
哦，所以西缅只能够把这个秘密放在自己的心中。
And so Simeon was only able to keep the secret in his heart.
哦，但是因为有这个秘密，他能够用一个宽广的心。
And because he has this secret in his heart, he is able to have a broad mind and accepting the people, any kind of people around him. That the people, the Gentile, the unbelievers, the Gentile peoples that are around him will also one day be called by the people, as people of God.
So, Simeon, he knows how to accept them.这些所谓的外邦人。
And so Simeon thinking to himself, how can I myself reject these people? How can I refuse them?
一个人能够有一个宽广的心胸，这是一种福气。
When a person has a broad mind, is an accepting heart to others, this is a blessing in itself.
如果我们心胸很狭窄，我们是在苦待自己。
If we are very narrow-minded, narrow-hearted, it is actually the person suffering is ourselves.
西缅他。知道这个奥秘，所以他是一个有福气的人。
And so Simeon here knows of the secret, learns of the secret, and so he was blessed.
那因为他是这么的虔诚，亲近神，所以他也说预言。
And so because he was just and devout and draw himself close to the Lord, he also prophesied.
请看34节、35节。
Let's look into 34 and 35.
西缅给他们祝福，又对孩子的母亲玛利亚说：“这孩子悖逆，是要叫以色列中许多人跌倒，许多人兴起，要做毁谤的画饼，叫许多人心里的意念显露出来，你自己的心也要被刀刺透。”
34. And Simeon blessed them and said to Mary his mother, Behold, this child is destined for the fall and rising of many in Israel, and for a sign which will be spoken against. 35. Yes, a sword will pierce through your heart soul also.That the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed.
这是西缅的预言。
This is the prophecy of Simeon.
这是智慧的言语，智慧的指示。
This is the revelation of the words of wisdom.
尤其对当时的玛利亚来讲，这更是一个充满着预言的智慧的话。
Especially for his mother Mary.
所以西缅这个人。对约瑟的这个家庭是一个很宝贵的人物。
And so Simeon to the household of Joseph was a very important man.
很感谢神我们在生活当中我们周遭也有许多年长者。
Praise and thank the Lord that in our daily life we are also surrounded by people of old age.
更感谢的就是我们有这些信仰里头的年长者。
And what is even more important is that these people who are of older age, they have been in the faith of the Lord.
所以这个是，如果说老人是宝的话，那么我们所拥有的是宝中的宝。
And so if we say that old man, an elderly man is precious, then an old elderly man with faith, with belief, is even more precious than that.
虽然我们不喜欢说骄傲这个字眼但是我对真耶稣教会常常有一份很深的骄傲。
Many times we do not like to boast, but when there is this one thing I like to boast, pertaining to our church.
真耶稣教会的活动里头，尤其是在崇拜聚会里头，会众里头是包括着各个年龄层。
And that is in the many fellowship or activities that is held by the church. Many times, the gear toward the audience encompasses both the young and the elderly.
就好像今天我们在这里的安息日崇拜聚会，我们这里头呢，包括着各样的年龄层。
Just for example, in the service that we have today on Sabbath day, we include everyone from old, young to old.
其实这样的现象在今天的基督教会里头是不是很容易看见的。
Actually, this scenario is not quite often seen in many churches.
我以前也没有觉得说我们是这么特殊。
I never really noticed this specialty in our church.
是常常被慕道者这样来提醒我。 我才知道说原来我们有这么值得骄傲的一件事情。
It was brought to my attention from other truth seeker friends about the uniqueness of our church. That's when I noticed that this is actually not quite common in the world.
很多慕道者会这样很称赞说，哇，你们教会怎么这么多年轻人？
And many of the truth seeker friends would come and say, "How come you have so many youth and the young people in your church?"
现在很多的基督教会其实它是分这个年纪大的跟年轻的。
Many Christian churches out in the world and society today are separated into those of older age, and then there's other Christian churches for the younger group.
那如果在同一个地方的话，他们也会分时段。
And even if it is held at the same place, they will still have their own services or separate time.
年轻人都起得晚，所以啊，一大早的啊，那个是年纪大的。
So since the young people like to sleep in the morning, so usually the morning services consist of the elderly.
那时间比较晚的，那是属于年轻人的聚会时间。
And then later in the morning or later in the afternoon, the services are for the younger people.
所以感谢神，我们真的是一个家庭。
So praise and thank God, we here are all one family.
我们继续保持着这样一个非常美好的事情。
Then we must maintain this good thing.
那生活当中经验非常的重要，非常的宝贵。
A person's experience in life is quite important.
但是经验呢，不是用买的啊，或者是速成的。
But a person's experience is not purchased through monetary means.
经验也没有办法一下子很快的就拥有的。
And that experience doesn't immediately come and becomes ours right away.
所以这告诉我们，年长者真的是我们的宝贝，我们要看重。
And so this tells us further that our seniors indeed is our treasure.
感谢神，我们教会里头有很多的年轻的壮年的。
Praise and thank God, in our church we have many who are young and strong.
如果我们将智慧跟这种热忱力量把它结合起来。
Now, if we combine all of our strength and the wisdom, and the experiences, how great would it be?
那我们不是只有单赢啊，我们是双赢。
So it's not only a singularity, but it's actually double-sided.
我们是 win-win 的哈。
It is a win-win situation.
那就看我们怎么互相来对待。
And that is how do we depends on how we treat each other.
那但愿我们利用我们这个敬老会的时间，我们做这样互相的提醒。互相的勉励。
So using this opportunity this morning as a tribute to the elderly, I share with you these words.
我们一起唱诗217首。
Let's sing hymn number 217. and grace, thou great attentor, daily unconstrained to be. Let thy goodness as a fetter by my wandering heart to thee. Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it. Prone to leave the God I love. Here's my heart where take this island. So live our lives as above.
Please be seated.
在教会里头，我们上一代、下一代，我们常常在祷告当中互相来纪念、互相代祷。
In the church, many times in our prayers, we pray for one another, both those who are senior, those who are younger than us.
年轻的一代啊，不但需要老人家的智慧的经验的教导。
The young generation, not only do they need the experience and the wisdom of those who are old,
他们也非常需要我们年长者在祷告当中用祷告来带领他们，来扶持他们。
They also need the prayer of the seniors to help them guide in their way of life.
我们年轻的一代，如果我们说我们不忽略我们的长者，
If the younger generation say that we do not neglect those who are elderly,
我们要常常在祷告里头来为我们年长者他们身体的健康来祷告。
Then we also must meditate and pray for the elderly in our prayer that they may have good health.
我们现在来做结束的祷告。
Now we'd like to kneel down to pray.
我们就来做上下两代的互相的代祷。
And so in our prayer, let us remember the both the young and the old.
那我们愿意接受按手祷告的，我们可以到前面来。
If you want to receive the laying of hands, you can come forward to pray.
我们也希望在座的长子能够特别到座位上为每一位长者来祝福祷告。
We also ask the ministers to also assist in laying the hands of those elderly brothers and sisters sitting in the front.
我们一起祷告。
Let's all kneel down and pray.